Oh, hi, y'all. Welcome to Nikki's World, where my podcast show will give you viewpoints and insight that others will not give. I'll talk about, like, what's current, what's on the news, what is out there, and I will always cite sources, and I always cite facts and news links so y'all know what I'm actually talking about. I give you my viewpoints and opinions, and if you want to hear what I have to say, what's on my mind and all that, I let y'all into my world and let y'all hear and listen to what I'm thinking and what's going through my mind. So if you love stuff like that, tune into Nikki's World twice a week, where you'll get 2-3 podcast episodes a week on what I talk about and what's on my mind. So thanks for listening, and let's get on with the show, ladies and gentlemen. What's up, y'all? Let's do this. Welcome to Nikki's World. I'm Nikki, your host. And today, guys, I want to talk to you about Congress wanting to ban TikTok and why it's a bad idea. I got my reasons for that, and I'm going to explain that on the show today. But before we go any further, guys, if you guys love Nikki's World so much, seriously, y'all, seriously, can y'all please consider donating a cup of coffee for me? Because for the price of a cup of coffee at Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, and Cumberland Farms, guys, you guys help keep this podcast show alive. You guys help me curate more stories, more topics like this to talk about. I do accept Bitcoin donations. I am on Locals, guys. If you guys want to support and sponsor Nikki's World, if you guys love Nikki's World so much, seriously, y'all, please hit that like, subscribe, please give me a review. Good, bad, and the ugly. Also, guys, I do have affiliate links with Minds.com, which is the alternative social media platform for Facebook. I also have a diaper referral link with North Shore Medical Supply. So if you guys know anyone that needs adult diapers and incontinence products. Also, guys, I do have a burner referral link because I do carry a burner. And if you guys are interested in buying a burner less lethal pistol, links in the description below. And before we get the show on the road, guys, if you guys love this episode and any of my other episodes on Nikki's World, seriously, y'all, can y'all please consider sharing this across all the social media platforms that are out there today? Woo-wee. Wow. Yeah, guys, that was a mouthful. Really, man, that was a heaping mouthful, man. That was, guys. That was. And yeah, today nice 70 degrees. I got to go to work, yeah, because I got bills to pay. I can't afford to retire at the moment. So I got to work, essentially, guys. Essentially, I got to work. So anyway, I'm diapered up as always. I'm in my North Shore Mega Max diaper, as always. So today, guys, I want to talk to you about the thought of banning TikTok from, like, the U.S. Let me say this right up front. This is going to set us for a bad precedent down the road. This is literally going to be the biggest bad moves in human history. It is, guys. It is. It is going to be the biggest human mistake ever, okay? Because I'm here's a couple of reasons for that, is that it's going to give Congress or the United States government legal reason to ban anything else. If you start with TikTok, how far down the road, ladies and gentlemen, before they decide to start banning something else? How far down the road, folks? Because I'll tell you this right now, guys. They ban TikTok. What next? Ban Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, MeWe, Minds, Gab, Getter. This is setting us for a bad precedent. Yeah, I don't believe that the government should have a right to decide what they should and shouldn't ban. I don't believe that. What I do believe, ladies and gentlemen, is letting the market decide for itself. Let the market, let the free market economy decide. The problem is, you got people on both sides, both the Democrats and the Republicans. They want to ban like TikTok. They want to say, oh, TikTok's a national security threat. That to me, ladies and gentlemen, is an excuse to go ahead and ban everything else. How far can they go by saying, oh, first it's TikTok, now it's Newsmax or Blaze TV or anything else, because they don't like what they're posting or showing or this and this and this. This is a bad idea. And the people who voted for this, I'm going to say this, ladies and gentlemen, you reap what you sow. Yeah, you reap what you sow here, folks. You get what you own. The fact that they want to ban a social media company just because it's Chinese communist owned and that the company has to comply with Chinese law, including like whatever law they have over there. My take on this, let the free market economy do its thing. Let the free market enterprise take care of itself. Okay? My whole premise is this, is that free market capitalism makes things great in this country. Let the free market decide, okay? Let consumers decide. Consumers have a vote, you know. What people don't realize is consumers have a vote. And you know how? They vote with their wallet. They really do. They vote with their wallets. Okay, to me, guys, that is the quickest way in how you deal with TikTok. Let the free market economy deal with it. Okay, let the free market enterprise deal with TikTok. And I tell you this, you want to know one way to deal with TikTok, in my opinion? Bring back Vine. Vine was a product of Twitter, okay? Vine was the first iteration of, like, short video clips like that, okay? Vine was a good thing going. Yeah, bring that back. I would say like this. If somebody could bring back a U.S.-based version of Vine or a U.S.-based version of TikTok, I'd be all for it. I'd be supportive of it. I would. But the fact of the matter is, this is nothing more than a loophole being used to literally ban anything that the government doesn't like. And to me, I want government out of our lives. I want government away. Get government out of our life. It's that simple. The second you get government out, the better we are as a society. It's that simple. It is. The one thing I want to say this, and I want to say this very clear, is that I'm dead set against banning TikTok. Because it gives government a blank check to ban anything that they don't like. It does. It gives government the ability to say, oh, we're going to bypass the First Amendment. We're going to bypass this and this and this. Yeah, it gives them the blank check. And I'm telling you right now, I wouldn't want to give government the blank check to ban anything. I wouldn't. Because giving government the blank check to ban this, 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 and this is a bad idea. And furthermore, it's unconstitutional. It is. It violates the First Amendment. And the fact that they want to do this speaks volumes. Yeah. The fact that they want to do this and say they want TikTok banned speaks volumes, ladies and gentlemen. Really does. Really does, folks. I hate to say this. I hate to say this. The thought of banning TikTok is a gateway to banning anything else the government deems a national security threat. And the stark warning here is, if they sign this into law, TikTok today, tomorrow could be what? Gab, MeWe, Minds, Getter, Rumble, Truth Social, Vero Social? Yeah. That's a scary prospect, ladies and gentlemen. That's a scary, ominous prospect that y'all need to be aware of. Y'all need to be made aware of immediately. The fact that they can do that and they want to ban TikTok on the grounds of national security, folks, there's no national security in banning TikTok. It's just giving them a legitimate excuse to go after anything that they don't like. To me, I would have let the free market enterprise play it out. Look at how Elon Musk brought out Twitter, like X, formerly known as Twitter. Look at how he brought him out. Free market played out well. Yeah, the free market enterprise played out so well with Elon Musk. Okay? The free market enterprise played out very well. Okay? I say it like this. This is nothing more than government intrusion. This is something more than government running amok and government interfering in your life. And I'm sorry if you hear the music in the background. That's from the other car over there. I do apologize for that. Okay, guys? I do apologize in advance. But I do want to say like this. I do want to say like this. Banning TikTok is a fucking freaking bad idea. It is. It is. It's a bad idea in principle. It's a bad idea in constitutional law. And the fact of the matter is, banning one social media site, who knows? TikTok today, Gab, MeWe, Minds, tomorrow. I say this. I'm dead set against banning like TikTok. Let the market play itself out. Okay? Let the free market economy play itself out. I would let them, because the fact that you let the free market economy play itself out would be the best thing in the fucking world. It would. I would let it play out. I would. In my opinion, I would let it. I would let it play. Because I'll tell you this, guys. I tell you this. Once you let the free market play out, it's the best thing in the fucking world. It literally is, guys. It literally is. Because I'll tell you this. You let the consumers decide if they want to deal with TikTok or not. You let consumers sit there and say, hey, I want TikTok. I want this and this and this. You let them decide. Not government. Okay? Because the people who want this think that government should be your mommy and daddy and should be able to dictate whatever you want. Yeah. Think about that. That is the scariest thing, guys. The scariest thing is they want government to be your mommy and daddy. I don't want that. I don't want government to be my mommy and daddy. I want government out of my bedroom, out of my house, out of my social media. Okay? I want the libertarian style of government where less government is better than big government. The fact that they want to ban this sets a huge precedent. And I'll tell you this, I don't use TikTok. I don't use TikTok per se. I have friends that use it. I have friends that are on it. But for me, I don't use it. I don't use TikTok for whatever reason. I do not use that application for whatever reason. I don't. I literally do not. There's a reason for that, guys. There's a reason why I don't use it, okay? There is a legit reason, okay? I don't use it because, frankly, it is Chinese owned. It is owned by the Chinese Communist Party. And they literally could have access to everyone's profile, detail, where you use it and all this shit. I don't. So that's why I don't use TikTok for whatever reason. Okay? I don't. And I won't. That being said, I know a lot of younger generation, like the Gen Zs, use it. And some millennials use it. But for me, I don't. I have no legitimate reason to use it. And quite frankly, guys, you won't catch me on it. You won't catch me using it, okay? You certainly won't. Because I'm going to tell you this, guys. I'm going to tell you this. I have no legitimate reason to use TikTok whatsoever. I don't. I'm not a fan of it. I don't like their site. I don't like their platform. To me, it's useless. To me, it's something that the younger generation likes to use. So, for me, I have no legitimate reason. I have no legitimate reason to want to use a platform like that. I don't. To me, I want to use something that can benefit me, that can benefit the podcast show. And besides, being in the Coast Guard, especially the Coast Guard Auxiliary, I wouldn't use it anyway because there are certain areas in the Coast Guard I can't use TikTok on. So to me, that's a no-brainer right there. That's a no-brainer. That to me you would never get me on that platform. That being said, ladies and gentlemen, I do support free market enterprise. I do support the free market economy. I do support the fact that let the market play itself out. Let the economy play itself out. Let consumers decide if they want TikTok or not. Okay? Let consumers decide. Let Wall Street decide. Yeah. The fact that both Uniparty wants to ban it on national security grounds should scare the living fucking... Should scare the effing living fuck out of y'all. Because they want to do that to one platform? How much you want to make a bet they want to do that to all platforms? How much you want to make a bet they want to do it to every other platform? Because I'm going to tell you this right now. They do it to one, it wouldn't take 2 plus 2 that they're going to do it to all. It wouldn't. It wouldn't, ladies and gentlemen. But I'll tell you this, guys. I'll tell you this. I'm dead set against banning TikTok. I would say like this. No, no, no. Let the free market decide. Let the free market economy decide. Let the consumers decide. It's that simple. Get government out of this decision process. Okay? The sooner you can get government out of it, the fucking better we are. It's that simple. The sooner the better we don't have to have government dictating what you can and cannot have. Yeah, it's pretty much that simple. It is. But to me, ladies and gentlemen, it's a no-brainer decision on me. I'm against banning TikTok. I would rather let the free market economy decide. Let consumers decide if they want TikTok or not. Let consumers have a say in it, okay? Government needs to get the fuck out of this. Because if you let government ban TikTok, I'm telling you guys, how much further can they go in banning anything else? How much further, guys? Because I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, TikTok today, tomorrow could be anything else. Yeah, it can be. So that's why, ladies and gentlemen, I'm dead set against the idea of it. I am. But anyway, guys, I want to talk about this for a few minutes before we go for today. Okay? I really want to talk about this. Alright? I really, really do. A couple weeks ago, guys, I got a Burner LE. Okay? Burner LE, it stands for the law enforcement version, which is the most powerful, less lethal, like, launcher out there. I got that because I live in a blue state of Connecticut, which is like a state where they make it harder for you to defend yourself. They criminalize self-defense. They would throw your ass in jail if you did everything right to defend yourself. They would. So having a Burner LE, ladies and gentlemen, buys me time to get away from the threat. okay? If you look at what's going on in this country right now, where people are being thrown in jail and thrown in prison for merely defending themselves, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this is why I got a burner LE. Because I learned this in my concealed carry pistol permit class. Every bullet that you fire has a lawyer attached to it. Or as they say in the class, you own the bullet no matter where it goes. And for example, if you intended to hit the perp, but that bullet like passed the perp and hit somebody else, you're fucked either way. You're fucked beyond all recognition. You literally are. That's why, ladies and gentlemen, I got a burner LE, because I don't want to assume the risk, ladies and gentlemen, of like having to go to court over a self-defense incident, even though you did everything right. My philosophy in all this, guys, is less lethal before lethal force. I would rather use less lethal before resorting to lethal force in this country. I would rather. Because the only way I would use lethal force, if I was putting into a corner and I had no way of escape, I would use lethal force. But using less lethal like burner would buy me time to escape. Would buy me time to get out. It would, ladies and gentlemen. It would buy me enough time to get out of a situation. Okay? And time is all what you need, guys. If it buys you enough time to escape, like, basically somebody trying to rob you, mug you, or rape you, so be it. If it buys you that time, go for it, man. Go for it. Because if all it does, if it buys you, say, at least, like, enough time to get away from the threat, then that's why I'm carrying a burner. Now, the thing is, in some states, they may let you carry a burner, but they'll restrict the ammunition that you're allowed to carry. Like, for example, some states may say, well, you can carry a burner, but you can't carry the pepper or the max round. You can only carry the kinetic round. Well, so be it. But here in Connecticut, I can carry the max round. So I have like one round. I have one magazine loaded and one in my bag. But the thing I tell people is this, and I tell people this seriously, is that you have a constitutional God-given right to defend yourself. Okay? You use whatever tools necessary in defending yourself. Okay? You have every available tool out there. Burner is one of those tools I have when it comes to defending myself. It does. Burner is one of those tools I have in my pocket that I can use as a first line of defense before resorting to lethal force. I really do, guys. Really, really. I really do. The fact is like this. I live in a blue state of Connecticut, and I have to be really careful how I defend myself. Because I'm going to tell you this, guys. If I had to defend myself and had to go to... And if I did everything right, okay, cross my T's, dot my I's, okay, and something goes horribly wrong and I wind up in court, I got to be able to go to court, ladies and gentlemen, saying that I did everything to the letter of the law and I used every available tool in defending myself and trying to get away from the threat as much as possible. That's why, guys, I believe in self-defense. Self-defense is a right for everyone. Everyone should have a right to defend themselves. That being said, I'm a big supporter of burner. I'm a big supporter of less lethal. Okay? Less Lethal is a lot better than Lethal. Okay? To me, Less Lethal is a first line of defense before resorting to lethal force. I would rather resort to Less Lethal before I resort to Lethal. I would. Because here's the thing, guys. Less Lethal is only a tool that you can use to defend yourself. It pretty much is. It's only a tool. It's a tool that you can use to defend yourself. It is, ladies and gentlemen. It is. It's only a tool that you can use to say, hey, you need something to defend yourself. You need something to keep yourself safe. Because the world right now, ladies and gentlemen, is a fucking crazy place. It is, guys. It is a fucking crazy place. Because right now, the world isn't safe anymore. Okay? The world is not a safe place. The fact that right now that, like, you got liberals and Democrats who are endangering everyone in this world. I'm going to say like this, ladies and gentlemen. Burners are a necessity to defend yourself. It is. Burners are a necessity. They are a necessity because I'm telling you this right now. That if you live in a blue state and you want to defend yourself, by all means, man, get a burner. But if you live in a red state with a solid gun law and a solid self-defense law, then it can be an option for you. But getting a burner largely depends upon what state you live in. Okay, whether you live in a blue or red state, it's going to largely depend on where you live. All right? And if you live, say in a blue state like Connecticut, then yeah, a burner is going to be one option in defending yourself. It is. It's going to be one of those options when you need something to defend yourself. But if you live in a red state where you have a good self-defense law and good gun rights and good self-defense rights, then I'll say this, guys. A burner is going to be an option. Okay? It is. It's going to be an option and not a requirement. So to me, a burner is going to largely depend upon where you live. And if you live in a blue state like I do in Connecticut, then yeah, a burner may be your first option before getting a pistol permit. It may be. But if you live in, say, a red state like Texas, then could be an option or could not be an option for you. So it largely depends on the state you live in. Alright? So it largely depends. But to me, guys, it all depends on what state you live in. Okay? It all depends on what state you live in that determines whether or not you get a burner or not. So for me, guys, this is my recommendation. If you value your life, if you value self-defense, I recommend getting a burner, whether the burner SD or the burner LE. Two best options in defending yourself in a crazy world that we live in. Okay, guys? So, yeah, seriously. So, anyway, guys, I'm here at work right now. I got to get in, get ready to go to work. I thank you guys for listening to Nikki's World. I'm Nikki, your host. I will see y'all soon. Bye for now. You just listened to an episode of Nikki's World. Thanks for listening. We'll see y'all soon. Bye for now.